CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. There are new questions about the judgment of a senior member of President Trump's cabinet. Details from CBS's Christian Benavides.
In an article published Sunday, the New York Times reports Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth shared detailed information about impending airstrikes in Yemen on Signal to a number of civilians, including his wife, his brother, and his personal lawyer.
CBS News has confirmed the Times report. In a statement, the Pentagon said there was no classified information in the chat and said the newspaper relied only on the words of people who were fired this week and appear to have a motive to sabotage the secretary and the president's agenda. At least three people are dead after a powerful storm system caused massive flooding and tornadoes in Texas and Oklahoma. Here's CBS News meteorologist Andrew Kozak.
Tonight, we're also dealing with the flash flooding threat, and that will continue and expand to areas like St. Louis, where we have a brand new tornado watch that goes through 11 p.m. tonight for St. Louis and much of Illinois, especially the western side.
The Pope made a surprise appearance at the Vatican during Easter Mass. CBS's Chris Livesay in Rome says Francis had appointed messages.
Pope Francis used an aide to deliver his message to the crowds here. At one point, his message condemned anti-migrant policies, saying how much contempt is stirred up for the vulnerable, the marginalized, and the migrants.
Faith leaders will tell you that Easter services are usually packed, but what about the rest of the year? Our Jerika Duncan has details on a new study on religion by the Pew Report.
When Americans are asked to check a box indicating their religious affiliation, 28% now check none. Still, many report believing in God or a universal spirit. Only a third surveyed say they attend a religious service at least once a month.
There's a troubling new report out on racism and sexism in the classroom.
Almost 3 in 5 British teachers say they believe social media have had a negative effect on classroom behavior, with children as young as 9 targeting teachers for verbal and sometimes physical abuse. They say influencers like Andrew Tate have left boys in particular spouting racist, sexist, and homophobic hate speech. Union leader Patrick Roach.
This is a public health issue of our times for our children and young people.
He says banning cell phones in schools would be a start. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
They have very short legs, but they're fast. At Scotland's annual Corgi Derby, 16 of the dogs raced on the 230-foot-long course. The winner got a trophy and dog treats. The race was first held in 2022 to mark Queen Elizabeth's 70 years on the throne. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
So, you want to buy a house. You could go online, do your research, find the dream listing, go see it, and get catfished. Back to the drawing board. More scheduling, more viewings, more, this doesn't even look like the photos. You could finally find one that does match the photos. Then comes the offer. Stress rush? Yep, make that 3. And here's the paperwork. Yep, never-ending paperwork. It's a lot. But you don't have to do it alone. Because there's an agent who's a realtor here to guide and help protect you as you find the home that's right for you. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors. Right by you.
Good morning, Doctor.
Doctor?
Hi, Doctor.
Doctor?
Dr. Jackson's practice is growing.
What do you mean we're still short-staffed?
He needs a good patient doctor.
How do we not have enough doctors to doctor all these patients?
And he doesn't have the patience to sift through hundreds of resumes.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
The power of pecans.
A new study published in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition shows that eating 57 grams of pecans each day could help lower your cholesterol levels. In case you're wondering, that's around 2 ounces or about 35 raw unsalted pecans. They say there are other health benefits for the nut as well, including high magnesium content, fiber, and a possible ability to boost cognitive function. Unfortunately, you'll have to pass on the pecan pie or candied versions as those aren't quite as good for you. Stacy Lynn, CBS News.
The NHL has set another attendance record, surpassing 23 million fans for the first time. The league reported an attendance figure of 23,014,458 over the 1,312-game regular season. That's 96.9% capacity over 32 teams. The Montreal Canadiens had the biggest share. Christopher Cruz, CBS.
WRJN weather.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Rain showers continue tonight, breezy with a low around 43. Chance of a shower or storm on Monday morning, then mostly cloudy in the afternoon, breezy with a high near 53, and winds out of the west up to 40 miles per hour. For Tuesday, mostly sunny and a high near 51. Currently 46 degrees.
From Radio Park to the county fairgrounds in Union Grove and beyond. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
98 years, your home for local news, and now timeless hits, too, on WRJN. Well, good evening. I'm Chris Morrow. We keep the music going, and, of course, we'll update you with CBS News, the top of every hour. And, of course, that weather forecast, too, all important year-round. We've got it for you right here on WRJN. More timeless hits on the way next.
Did you know VA home loans are a key to home ownership for those who served?
In the military, we make a lot of sacrifices, and with the VA loan, it makes it easier for us to get a home.
We were able to purchase this home and then use the money that we were going to use as a down to actually fix up the home. I would tell anybody who is interested in getting a VA loan to just do it.
To learn more about VA home loans, visit va.gov/homeloans.
You never close your eyes anymore when I kiss your lips. And there's no tenderness like grief in your fingertips. You're trying hard not to show it. But baby, baby, I know it. You lost that love and feeling. Oh, that love and feeling. You lost that love and feeling. Now it's gone, gone, gone. Oh. There's no welcome look in your eyes when I reach for you. You're starting to criticize little things I do. It makes me just feel like crying. Cause baby, something get down on my knees for you. If you would only love me like you used to do, yeah. We had a love, a love, a love you don't find every day. So
sounds of timeless hits and baseball are the perfect combination. Once again, WRJN is Southeast Wisconsin's home of Brewer baseball. Listen as the Brewers go for a three-peat in the NL Central. See the schedule online at WRJN.com.
Dancing, it gave us time to think about romancing. I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be.
Radio refreshed. WRJN.
I lost that love before. Got mad and closed the door. But you said, child, just once more. I chose you for the one. Now we're having so much fun. You treated me so kind. I'm about to lose my mind. You made me so very happy. I'm so glad you came into my life. The other you came and you took control. You touched my very soul. You always showed me that loving you is where it's at. You made me so very happy. I'm so glad you came into my spend my life thinking.
As the evening rolls on, we do too here on WRJN. For 98 years, your home for local news and now timeless hits. I'm Chris Morrow. Around the clock, we've got the music for you. Of course, Packers and season, the Brewers. We've got Badgers, basketball and football and high school sports too. Try to cover all the bases, so to speak, as it comes to sports. And of course, the timeless hits. More on the way next from WRJN.
We are the keepers of the wild. For more than 80 years, we've been committed to conserving the natural landscapes that define our nation. Nothing is more important than maintaining wild spaces for adventurers to explore and wildlife to thrive. We are America's hunters and target shooters. Together with firearm, ammunition, and archery manufacturers, we've supported the conservation of more than 36 million acres of American wildlands. For more information, visit OutdoorStewards.org.
Listening to Buck Owens, do, 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 looking out my back door. Pale Marines and elephants are playing in the band. Won't you take a ride on the flying spoon? Do, 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 one less apparition provided by magician. Do, 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 looking out my back door. We'll be right back.
dance for you, oh Peggy, my Peggy Sue. Oh, well, I love you, gal, yes, I love you, Peggy Sue. Peggy Sue, Peggy Sue. Pretty, 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 pretty Peggy Sue. Oh. I need you, Peggy Sue. I love you, Peggy Sue. With a love so rare and true. Oh, Peggy, my Peggy Sue. Oh, well, I love you, gal, and I want you, Peggy Sue. Oh, well, I love you, gal, and I want you.
it started long ago in the Garden of Eden, when Adam said to Eve, baby, you're for me. So come on, baby, let's start today. Come on, baby, let's play the game of
love.
Love, love, la, 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 love. Oh. Come on, baby, cause the time is right. Love your daddy with all your might. Put your arms around me, hold me tight. Play the game of love. The purpose of a man is to love a woman, and the purpose of a woman is to love a man. So come on, baby, let's talk today. Come on, baby, let's play the game of
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. CBS News has confirmed a New York Times report that information about U.S. airstrikes in Yemen was shared on yet another chat on a commercial app. CBS News Pentagon reporter Eleanor Watson has details.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth sent sensitive details about military strikes in a second.